Hello, hello. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Sorry, Adam. I just had one of those heinous sweet potato brownies, and I think it's like all in my teeth. And
oh, it's fine. I smell mostly orange right
mostly
now.
Mostly orange. Okay. I am peeling a clomiphene as we speak. This is a massive occasion.
This is big.
This
and
is
I don't,
big.
I almost don't want to talk about it. It's kind of upsetting.
Really?
I'm going to be sad.
No, it is really upsetting. Adam and I have been doing a lot of reflecting on our experience with WMUC and college radio, and we definitely were not the most invested or serious about it, but it really has been such a part of UMD that I've appreciated and such a creative outlet. And just a dedicated time where we have to sit and chat and listen to music.
Yeah.
And I have...
Good music.
I would too much Maggie Rogers.
There's no such thing.
No such thing. You did say that.
I said that.
Yeah. But it's been so fabulous and definitely exposed me to a lot more music.
And of course, hats have to be tipped to our dear Mason Hill.
Mason Hill, we love you.
One of the originators, our thoughts and our prayers.
Yes, they won.
Down in D.C.?
Yeah, wow.
I'll be there soon, trust.
And I mean, this show has seen so many different...
Seven semesters.
Variations, so many different...
It was four with
people.
You and him, one with me and him, two with me and you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven semesters. And to think about its humble beginnings, as I was standing outside of this studio being stood up for an interview by a man who shall not be named.
Sure, of course.
But is named because... But, yeah, and then Mason swooped in, saved the day, and it's been beautiful.
And I was on a different show entirely. I had a talk show. It was about movies. It was about film. There were guests. There was news. There was commentary. And it was far too much work. I couldn't keep writing a 3-page script each week.
That is absurd to
Why
me
was,
that you used to do
that. Can you believe that?
I cannot, because the amount of time and effort that we put into curating this lineup every single week, I mean... I can't imagine writing a 3-page paper.
I mean, this hour of music, it goes back and forth. We have revisions, draft one, draft two.
Right,
this
right.
is seven drafts this week?
Yeah, yeah.
It was only three last week.
We really think about like the song-to-song flow, whether or not we've played the artist before.
Have we heard the song before in full?
Right, right.
Did we play it last week
twice?
This is probably the first time we've officially know exactly what's going to be in the show because it's all... So we're doing songs that shaped our college experience because we're
right.
reflecting here. And it's going to be songs that I think when I hear them when I'm 82, when the grandkids are scurrying around and they go, boy, sit down. This was big in my day.
I mean, my dad says stuff like that all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly. My
He'll
mom.
Like, oh, in college.
In college, this is what we listen to.
Yeah.
This is what we dance to. And it's always pretty good.
Uh-huh.
And my kids better say the same thing about my music. This is that what I think will bring me back here to College Park, to campus, to WMUC.
Right.
Probably not to any of the bars because they don't play anything good.
Oh,
but
no.
certainly to my own playlists. And yeah, I think when we get started here, we have the first three from me. It's going to be Born to Die by Lana Del Rey, American Teenager by Ethel Kane, and Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius.
Woo!
Enjoy.
Thank you. so maybe it was his fault. Another red heart taken by the American dream. I'm not feeling it there in the middle of the night when the lights go out and I'm all alone. Yeah. Say what you want, but say you like it, make it, make it.
Oh, right. That was Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius. I used to scream that in the car every morning when I was driving to Miss Shirley's in Baltimore. I would be screaming. I would have like a hoarse voice when I started working because I was going through things that summer. But that's not important. This is not like an old album, but that feels like a lifetime ago.
It really does.
That was 2023.
Yeah.
That was 3 years ago.
I can remember coming home from Amsterdam,
yeah,
and going to that concert and just having like a biblical experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those girls.
Those girls.
Those girls. And I wore a tooth necklace for like a year.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah, Boy Genius.
You were bought into them. That propaganda heavily.
Yes. They're wonderful. They're really sad, though. I look back at so much of the music I was obsessed with, like freshman, sophomore year.
We've turned a leaf recently.
I think, wow. No wonder I was,
I wasn't bumping that at all. I wasn't giggles. No.
I'm like, oh, what you doing, girl?
I've stopped listening to them pretty much because I've been, like, I don't know. Like, right. I guess I've been looking for a different kind of mood in my music. I've been listening to a lot more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
More of what we've been playing recently.
Yeah.
I think it's been a lot better for our psyches. But yeah, it's funny that in my head, college went very, very, very quick. I felt like it like happened quickly, but that freshman year stuff feels like ages ago.
Oh my god!
So I will say now at this point, most things before this year kind of feel really far away. And I'm wondering if it's like the working, the like being half out of school. It's like it separated me from it a bit, but things I feel like it happened quick. But looking back, it feels like a pretty long excursion.
Right.
Like living in the View feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Not even a year.
Wow.
But felt like a long time.
Yeah.
So I want to spend a long time
there. It's also just been, I mean, I have aged this year.
I have aged this year.
I am seeing the wrinkles on my
face. I got new lines.
I got new lines and they're beautiful. I'm embracing them.
Yeah.
Because lines are just
I'm trying to wash them. Wash my away.
Stay young. No. I am a little scared about showing up to the West Coast.
I was going
to
say.
Kind of looking like an ogre compared to the half plastic individuals. But
LA famously doesn't care about looks.
No.
Down to earth people out there.
I was on FaceTime last week with the realtor for this apartment building. I was thinking, I'm going to be an ogre. Oh my God.
LA too, here I come.
Wow.
Because DC is, I would say, it's a lower bar.
I think DC.
Because of all the politicians.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
No less plastic, but they don't really put it where it needs to go.
No, different places.
Different places, just wrong places.
Different places.
Do you want to tell us what's up next here?
Yes, this is actually a really big deal. So the next song is California Waiting by Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon was Mason's favorite band. A lot of hits.
It was his Maggie Rogers,
yes.
One could say.
Exactly. They got a lot of airtime the first 2 years.
It didn't stop during the last spring. Every week there was a Maggie and there was a Kings.
Yeah, for sure. Those are his people. But California Waiting was the first ever song that I played freshman year Ox Privilege Revoked, and now isn't that kind of symbolic? California has been waiting for me, it seems.
That's really
isn't that crazy?
Prophetic, actually.
Yeah,
I kind of like that a lot.
First ever song I played.
That's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
I want to see what's the first song I ever played on this. My first song I ever played was Chrome Sitar by T-Rex, which we don't need to play.
What is that?
it's good, but it's not a
We've been on the same wave, I feel like, these past few weeks. But do you remember last semester when you were like, okay, the theme for today's show is Western or Eastern or something? And then you only played non-English.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should have smelled it. You've got off easy. You should have seen what I was doing to Mason.
What were you doing?
I was making up very intense, eclectic themes that he bent his will to. And then also, I was like looking up, I was doing research about the people I was playing.
Right.
I was still like transitioning out of having like a talk show.
Right.
And he was like, should I be doing a note? So he started coming up with like notes app notes and full themes and... I can't hold
me
you.
Me and Mason used to
standard.
Show up late. We'd have nothing.
You know that would
prepared.
Never happen with me.
No. We'd have absolutely nothing prepared. Yeah, I think the form that our show has taken on this semester has been the best so far. Last for best.
Laziest
best
for best.
Last for best.
And
classic saying.
First for you is. California Waiting by Kings of Leon. This one's for Mason. Please enjoy. It's going to be good.
Every little thing's gotta be just right. When I was night you told me how you'd been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix. You always say let's go out, but then I cancel last minute. I was so lost in my head and scared to be in the pictures. Cause for the last couple years I've been at war in my body. I tried to starve myself thinner and then I gained all the weight back. I was trapped in the hatred and your life seemed so awesome. I never thought for a second my voice was in your head. When I was 10, someone said that, and it's just self-defense until you're building a weapon. She believed my protection, and now I totally get it. Forgot that inside that icon, there's still a young girl from Essex. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. It's you and me on the coin, the industry loves to spend. And when we put this to bed, the internet will go crazy. I'm glad I know how you feel, cause I ride for you, child. Girl, child. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl, 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 girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl, 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 girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl?
Right, dear listeners, not only are the banging drums back, but we have sad news. This is the last time you will hear us on the air.
Yeah.
Our last time over the airwaves, which is technically digital because they shafted us a bit this semester. No hate, though. No hate. First of all, Rory, this has just been a delight of my life. Thank you for having me.
This has been the singular delight
on
of
your
my
show.
Life.
I really appreciate it. And I will miss you when you flee to the West Coast. And I love you dearly.
Fleeing. Manifest destiny. The gold calls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're like that big lady. 50-foot
woman.
Strolling across the country.
Yeah.
Doing good things.
So what is your final, your last words, your final parting advice?
My parting advice to everyone out there.
Everyone out there, our parents.
Our parents.
Maybe one or two friends.
if they're tuned in.
Yeah.
My advice is go with peace, glorifying the Lord by your light.
Girl.
Amen.
Alrighty. And on that note, my final advice is going to be stay hydrated. And if it's not funny now, it will be later.
That is great. And also be discerning. Don't be afraid to be discerning. That's my new thing these days. I'm not being judgy. I'm being discerning.
Okay.
Rebrand. If you have a negative quality, rebrand it.
Right. It's all about
don't
just words.
Don't fix it. Rebrand it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can always just change the word. And
just change the word. It's
positive.
Fine.
Yeah. Yes. Use yes. words to your power.
Use
Another.
Words to your power. Mm-hmm. Read. Read a book.
Read.
Watch an old movie. One that's maybe Korean.
Consume
or French.
Consume quality media.
Something in black and white. Before 1940. Do it.
You lost me.
Well, people should. I'm on a kick right now with 40s movies. And they're delightful. Mm. They should watch Shadow of a Doubt. I watched that last time.
Oh, yes. You must watch Shadow of a Doubt.
Hitchcock, 443.
Okay,
we're running out the clock. Basically, we love you all. Thank you for tuning in each and every week. All of you. And we have three more songs, and we'll be off the air forever. But APR lives in our hearts.
And the legacy will last forever.
We love you guys.
Thank you for listening
Thank
to
you
us
for
the past few years.
We adore it. Okay. Enjoy okay. this final songs. Bye.
Bye.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand. I'm not broke, I'm just a Come back here to the place that we meet. Oh, you see me waiting for you on the corner. kisses our last goodbye. I hate to feel the love between us die, but it's over. I'll just do this and then I'll go.